弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters。
奉主耶稣圣名啊，跟大家一起来分享圣经里的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I would like to share the word of God with everyone。
今天晚上呢，我们一起来查考教会所面临的挑战。
And tonight, I would like to share about challenges faced by the church。
我们这个礼拜读经从《使徒行传》第五章开始。
And our Bible reading progress is for this week is starting Acts chapter 5.
那所以我们这两天读《使徒行传》第五章、第六章。
So these 2 days we should be reading Acts 5 and 6.
那这两章经文呢有一个共同的特性。
And these 2 chapters have some common matters.
这个都是教会所面临的挑战。
And it is talking about the challenges faced by the church.
两章所记载的内容基本上有一个架构，就是一开始都是从内部所产生的问题。
And there's a common structure for these two chapters that mention about the challenges of the churches. It comes from within the church.
所以第一段基本上都是教会内部所引发出来的挑战。
So the
这也是一个危机。
So the challenges that starts from within the church, this is one type of crisis.
那第二段落就是从外部来的攻击。
And the second part of a second type of challenges is coming from outside.
所以第五章、第六章都是这样子。
So the chapter 5 and 6 they have the similarities.
那从外部来的攻击跟这个政治势力有关系。
And the attack from outside the church is has to do with political powers.
第五章就是从这些公会的领导人祭司长甚至管会堂的人撒都该人这些掌权的人他们把这些使徒关起来。
So all these political powers comes from the high priest, the manager of the tabernacle, and they try to imprison the believers.
那第六章它的外部的攻击就是从这些很热心在律法里面的犹太教的这些激进分子呢所发动的这攻击。
And chapter 6 mentioned about the fervent Jewish people who are attacking.
他们也是在拜神，但是他们确实不相信耶稣基督他所带来的救恩。
So in even though they also worship God, but they do not believe in Jesus.
所以今天教会我们真教会所面临的挑战，基本上如果看使徒时代他们所面临的，我们今天也很类似。
So in today's church, we are facing similar challenges from what they the apostolic church is facing.
因为使徒行传它记录了教会发展的模式。
Because the apostolic church has recorded the model of the church.
这也是我们今天真教会的使命，要复兴使徒时代的信仰。
And our mission today as a true church that we have to revive the faith of the apostolic church.
那这个信心呢，这样的信仰是纯正的，是从主耶稣基督直接领受的。
And this type of faith is actually pure and directly received from Jesus Christ.
那所以使徒教会发展的模式就是我们今天真教会应该要走的路线。
So the apostolic model is something that we should follow today.
但使徒教会他们所面临的危机也应该是我们今天真教会一定会面临到的。
But similarly, the crisis that is faced by the apostolic church, we, the true church today, will also face.
所以我们今天晚上从这两章圣经来看，我们今天教会所面临的挑战，我们应当要怎么样来得胜。
So from these 2 chapters, we shall learn about their challenges and how we can be victorious over it.
因为最后这些危机呢，都变成教会发展的转机。
Because all these crises will turn into opportunities for the church.
我们看到神一直与这些他的工人同在。
Because God will be with His workers all the time.
那所以这个挑战并不可怕。
So the challenges are not dreadful.
只要我们能够依靠圣灵能够有属灵的智慧，看到问题的症结。
As long as we can rely on the Lord and rely on the Holy Spirit and to see the problem.
然后我们能够靠着圣灵，因着信心，能够得胜这些挑战。
And with the Holy Spirit and our faith, we can be victorious.
所以虽然有外界的逼迫，有内部的，魔鬼的，这个引诱，但是教会不断的发展。
Even though there are persecution from outside and the temptation from the devil, we can try to overcome.
我们现在看五章使徒行传第五章。
Let's first turn to Acts chapter 5.
从第一节到第十一节，这个是记载亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉这对夫妻，他们欺哄圣灵，的故事。
From verse 1 to 11, it records the story about Ananias and his wife who deceived the Holy Spirit.
那么这对夫妻呢，他们也很同心。
And this couple actually was with one heart.
所以他们彼此都知道，对方想要做什么，他们一起去做。
And they both are aware of what they're trying to do, and they both do the same.
所以我们如果读过这一章经文，我们就不需要再重复。
So if we already have studied this, we will not repeat this.
我们看他们其实也是很爱主的人。
We can see that they also love the Lord.
当时候他们跟随其他门徒，他们的做法也是把他们的田产卖了，要把这些嫁衣呢拿来教会里面一起大家共用。
And they also follow what the other disciples are doing. They sold their land and then try to give part of their price to the apostle.
但是他们把这些嫁衣私自留下几分。
But however, they have retained some for their own.
那他们就把剩下来的就拿来放在使徒脚前。
And then what was remaining, they put in front of the apostles.
他们并没有讲实话。
They did not tell the truth.
他们留下几分，但是要让教会其他人知道说他们是奉献所有。
They have taken part of the thing and the remaining only they give to the apostles.
那圣经特别说，他们把其的拿几分放在使徒脚前，就是拿到教会来。
So they keep part of the prize and then they put the other part to the apostles.
那当然，其实当时候彼得呢，他就跟他们讲了这一句很重要的话语。
And Peter told them something very important.
他说，你为什么撒旦充满你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？
And he told Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself?
那第四节
Verse 4 says,
那他说你怎么心里起这个意念呢？
Why do you have this
conceive
this in your heart?
就是你怎么会想要这样做了？
Why would you think of doing such thing?
那他说你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神啊。
Because you have lied not to men but to God.
所以我们就看到，当时候教会里面的人呢很爱主，但是内心呢存着私欲，想要得到一个好的名声。
So at that time, the people who seem to love the Lord, but they have this selfishness in their heart that they want good reputation.
他们想要像巴拿巴一样啊，巴拿巴他是把所有的田地卖了之后，把家人通通拿来放在使徒脚前呢。
They want to be like Barnabas, who have sold all he has and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.
你看四章的三十二节说，当时候没有一个人说这个东西是自己的，都是大家共用的。
And chapter 4 verse 32 says all the things they share together and there's not they all had things in common.
那其实这个是大家被圣灵感动，所自愿要做的一种奉献。
And these are the offerings that they are willingly offer out of fullness of Holy Spirit.
他们使徒教或教会更并没有要求信徒要这样做的。
Actually, the apostolic church did not ask or request the believers to do so.
所以这个有人说，这个教会使徒一开始的这个很像共产主义啊。
So some people say that this type of church is like a communist church.
这个差很多，不是的。
It's actually not so.
这是因为有圣灵感动，每一个人自愿的要这样做的。
It's because of the movement of the Holy Spirit that people are willingly doing.
不是被强迫没有自己的私有财产。
They are not forced to do so and not to have the possession of their own.
所以你看上个世纪所流行的这个共产这个制度事实上是很多人是被强迫的，不得已的。
But the communist system today is that they are being forced.
教会这个时候所产生的这样的一个大家凡物共用，其实出于圣灵的感动。
So all of these things that they have in common is because they are being moved by the Holy Spirit.
是为了教会的发展。
And it's for the development of the church.
要让大家一起能够享受这个在主里团契。所带出来的效果
so that they can enjoy the fellowship together and to have the effect.
因为圣灵知道这一群一开始信主的这基督徒非常重要
because the first group of the disciples is very important.
因为他们将要成为教会一直能够传到世界各地的直到地极的这些基本的主的见证人
because they will be the basic witnesses that will spread the gospel to all to the ends of the earth.
他们是最初领受使徒教训的这个第一手的那个道理的领受者。
And they're the first batch of receivers of the gospel of the Lord.
那所以他们这些人出去传的信息要很纯正。
So they will preach the message that will be very pure.
所以圣灵知道这个教会的发展的需要。
So the Holy Spirit knows what's the needs of the church.
感动这些人愿意这样一起生活。
So it moves the church believers that they live like this.
可是现在亚拿尼亚这对夫妻呢，他们现在心里起的一个私欲，是要贪图这个虚名。
But Ananias has this conceived.He has conceived this thing in his heart.
想要欺骗人呢、啊。
He wanted to lie to men.
因为他们私自留下几份是别人不知道的。
Because he thought that what he has kept behind it wasn't known by others.
但是人在地上所做的每一件事情，神其实都知道。
But everything that man has done on earth, God will know.
所以你看彼得呢，他马上就看透了。
So Peter, saw it directly.
他就认为说，亚拿尼亚他的心是被撒旦充满，所以才会出现这样的一个做法。
So he knew that Ananias was having Satan filling his heart.
那所以我们就看到教会在发展的同时，魔鬼撒旦也非常积极的想要破坏。
So while the church is progressing and developing, the devil would try its way to obstruct.
因为教会其实很快的就3000-5000人受洗，然后成为一个很有力的一个组织了。
Because at that time there were many people who believed 3,000 to 5,000.
那所以魔鬼呢，现在要从人的心下手。
So the devil will try to attack the heart of man.
所以我们看到魔鬼破坏教会的手段，一开始就是利用人的私欲。
So the first thing that the Satan is using is the selfishness or the desire of man.
让人想要来借着这个欺骗想要得到这个虚无的荣耀。
And from lying to gain vain glory.
那所以呢，最后你看彼得他看出说你是在欺骗神了。
So Peter actually can see right through that he is deceiving God.
你像想要，其实当时候的亚拿尼亚他并没有想到，这个事情是这么严重的。
So Ananias didn't think that this would be very serious.
但是对彼得来说，他说这是一个很严重的事情。
But to Peter, it is very serious.
这是在欺骗神。
Because he is deceiving God.
所以你看彼得只是这样讲而已结果他就立刻就扑倒断气，然后就死了。
So Peter just said so, and then Ananias just fell down and breathed his last.
我们就看到这个时候，你一个人想要欺骗神的立即的审判就来到。
So this is an immediate judgment of God.
那当时候，其实当时候这个神的作为很明显。
So at the time, God's work is very
神对教会的保护也非常周到。
And God is protecting His church.
因为他知道，神知道这个教会现在这一群人需要在很圣洁、很无私的这个团契生活当中得到造就。
Because God knows that at that time the church needs to be holy and pure in order to be edified.
每一个人都需要从心里面真的相信圣灵的带领，然后愿意来跟随这个纯正的道理。
And everyone needs to be truly believe in the word and to follow him.
连一点点罪都不允许的。
And it is, they,
不可以有一点点罪。
They are not supposed to sin.
人内心的情欲要完全把它致死。
And they have to put to death their desire.
哦，所以你看圣灵马上审判。
So the Holy Spirit immediately judged.
那当时候听的人就很害怕了。
So people who heard were afraid.
好，所以你看圣经写的很简单，他断气了，然后就被排出去，就埋葬了。
So his recording here is very simple that he fell down and died, and people put him away.
三个小时之后，哎，这个撒菲拉来了。
About 3 hours later, his wife came in.
不知道发生什么事情啊。
Did not know what had happened.
彼得再问他一次。
And Peter asked her again.
你们卖田地的家人就是这些吗？
Is this what you have sold for this much?
你看这个做妻子也是，是啊，就是这些啊。
And the wife said the same, yes.
好，所以彼得说，你们第九节为什么同心试探主的灵呢？
So verse 9 says, Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the spirit of the Lord?
那就看到说，哎，这个时候他们两个同心的要去完成一件工作。
So these couple actually have the same heart to do the same thing.
但是 是要试探主的灵，是要欺骗圣灵。
But they are to test the spirit of the Lord.
哦，那所以他听完之后，第十节也是一样，立刻就扑倒，就断气。
So immediately, verse 10, she fell down at his feet and breathed her last.
然后也是被排出去埋葬。
And she was taken out to be buried.
第十一节再讲一次，全教会跟听见这事人都甚惧怕。
11. So great fear came upon all the church upon all who heard these things.
那所以你看他们这两个人断气死亡了，都让听见人很害怕，因为知道这个圣灵的权柄。
So these two people who were found dead, they caused great fear upon the church.
你看我们今天教会里面呢，其实我们人的内心哦，神都知道的。
And in our church today, whatever we have in our heart and mind, God knows.
但是今天神有时候他并没有这样子很严厉的对待我们呢。
But that God did not judge us very strictly.
其实是出于神的怜悯。
It is because of His mercy.
要让我们可以悔改。
So that we can repent.
要给人有机会。
So that we can have the chance.
你看，有时候神的作为是很直接、很严厉啊。
But we know that sometimes God can be very strict and very stern at a certain time.
你看在，在旧约时代，亚伦的两个儿子献上燔火，当场就死。
And in the Old Testament, when the two sons of Aaron they offered up profane fire, they immediately died.
就是当这个献祭的祭司系统刚刚建立的时候
，That is the time when the priesthood was established.
这两个儿子，他们并没有去尊重神，没有去听神的指示，哎，最后就是死亡。
These two sons did not follow the instruction of the Lord, so they died immediately.
那神的刑罚马上就临到了。
And the judgment and punishment of God fall upon.
没有给他任何一个机会去反省。
And they did not even have a chance to repent.
你看，等到进迦南地的时候，要攻打耶利哥城。
And when they're going into Egypt and attacking Jericho.
进入迦南地。
Sorry.When they're about to enter Canaan and they attack Jericho.
这次是他们要攻占整个迦南第一场战役。
And this is the first.
第一场。
And this is the first battle that they have.
那你看这一次非常关键啊。
So this is the key point of the.
神要让所有人都愿意听从这个耶稣的指示。
And God wants the Israelites to listen to the instructions of Joshua.
听从耶稣啊，等于听从神一样的。
Because when they listen to Joshua, it's likened to listen to God.
所以，哎，你看这个亚干就犯罪了。
And then Achan, sin.
犯罪之后就是石头打死。
And then he was stoned to death.
啊，所以就留下一个很一堆石头，让人家让 众人看了之后，可以得到见解。
So when the people saw what happened, they would be reminded and as a warning.
大家都害怕了。
So everyone was afraid.
那就我们就看到说，这个神为了要让他的百姓真的听他的话语，能够保持圣洁，能够完全的除去这个私欲，神的做法很直接，很严厉。
So when God wants His people to be holy and pure, and He will punish or He will judge immediately.
因为这是跟神的国度发展有关系的。
Because this has to do with the development of the kingdom of God.
因为魔鬼就是从人的心下手。
Because the Satan will attack the heart of man first.
神要让众人了解，你看，神是看透人肺腑心肠的。
And God wants the people to know that God knows our hearts.
人应当要敬畏神。
And so man needs to fear him.
才能够得到神的同在，也才能够看到神的作为。
So that they will gain the abidance of God and will see the work of God.
所以你看，今天从内部人会有私欲，人会追求虚浮荣耀，这个就是人性的弱点。
So internally from the church, the people will have fleshly desires and they want to gain vain glory.
这个谎言这就是从魔鬼来的。魔鬼就是说谎话之人的父亲。
And lies come from Satan because Satan is the father of lies.
那这个魔鬼一开始，你看他去引诱夏娃去犯罪的时候，也是一样，就是欺骗。
So when Satan first tempted Eve, he used lies.
好，所以这个想要欺骗。这个就是从魔鬼来的意念。
So when we want to lie or deceive, then that is the coming from Satan.
那圣灵就给这个工人有这种眼光，马上看到问题就在这里。
And the Holy Spirit would give the wisdom to the worker of God to see through.
你看今天我们教会其实一样面对这种从内部里面来的这些情欲的事情。
And in today's church, we also face the same problem where we see fleshly desires.
有些人他追求的是虚浮的荣耀，从人间来的荣耀。
There are people who pursue after fleshly desires.
就是很在意这个别人对他的评价。
And they really mind what other people see them.
有没我做的这个圣工有没有人看到？我做的圣工有没有人看到？
Whether they people have seen what they have done in terms of holy work.
如果是在众人面前的，哇，他很积极去做。
So if it's a holy work that everyone can see, they will actively do it.
如果没有人看到的部分，他是不想做的。
If nobody will see it, they won't do it.
站在讲台，哇，这个说起话来头头是道。
So people would like to be on the pulpit and say all those things.
但是聚会结束，跑掉了。
And then after the service, they would just run away.
因为要打扫，要扫厕所，要做什么，没时间了。
Because if they are to clean the toilet or clean up the place, they say no time.
因为做这些事没有人看到的。
Because these things nobody will see.
那所以有时候教会，你看我们心里在想什么，其实神都会知道。
But what our hearts think, God knows.
慢慢的，这样的一个私欲本身。会让人的服事出现偏差。
So this type of fleshly desires will let our servitude deviate.
所以主耶稣特别提醒我们说，不要追求人的荣耀。如果追求人的荣耀，就没办法信神了。
So Jesus reminded us that we should not pursue after vain glory, vain glory.
好，主耶稣在约翰福音第五章的第四十四节。
In John chapter 5 verse 44.
五章四十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 44, John.
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎么能信我呢？四十四节。
Verse 44, how can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?
如果我们继续看十二章约翰福音十二章。
If we look at John chapter 12,
十二章，他一样提到这个人，如果是四十三节哈
，43，
有些人是爱人的荣耀胜过爱神的荣耀。
Some people love the praise of man more than the praise of God.
那这样的人就没有办法 在人面前勇敢的承认耶稣基督。
So these people will not
承认 admit or accept
the Lord in front of others.
他们就因为害怕被逼迫啊。
Because they are afraid to be persecuted.
害怕因为耶稣的名就损失了。
They are afraid they will lose things because of Jesus.
所以爱人的荣耀胜过爱神的荣耀，这个人基本上没有办法真的成为门徒。
So those who love the praise of men more than the praise of God, they cannot become the true disciples of God.
那这个就是人的情欲的问题。
This is the fleshly desires of men.
也是魔鬼会运用的下手的这个地方。
This is the point where the Satan will use.
那如果我们看回来《使徒行传》第六章。
If we come back to Acts chapter 6,
使徒行传第六章从第一节开始到第八到第七节。
Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 7.
那这个是教会里面人多以后，就开始有一些怨言发生了。
So when there are multitudes of people, then the complaints will come.
那这个怨言事实上是因为在这个饮食的事情上，有些人被忽略了。
There's a complaint because there are people who are neglected in the daily distribution.
那这个其实就是教会要出现一个裂痕，很有可能会因此而分成语言的不同族群的一个很小的原因而已啊。
And it's possible that the reason is there are the difference in terms of language.
哦，因为他这里提到说是讲那个希腊话的跟讲希伯来话的人嘛。
Because there are complaints against the Hebrews by the Hellenists.
那有一些是比较弱势的，就是寡妇。那有一些人当然是比较各方面被照顾的比较周到的。
And the people who are being neglected are the widows.
所以这个时候，其实教会里面有一些不同的声音愤愤不平。
So there are people with different voices complaining.
那发怨言的人其实不是这些寡妇自己的。
Actually, the complaint did not come from the widows.
是有些人看不下去的，替他们讲话的。
It's just that other people who cannot bear.
所以有些真的当事人他没有话说，没有什么意见，但是是别人在看不下去哦。
So the victims did not even say anything, but the others cannot bear to see.
那这个就是今天教会内部会出现的一些不同的声音。
So this is what we say that there will be different voices in within the church.
那这个也就是教会有时候我们在这个行政的事务上，有些人会被忽略。那当时候如果有声音出现，要很小心的对付。
So sometimes within the church management, there will be people who are being neglected. So we have to be careful.
这个怨言一发生呢，有时候这个怨言呢，有时候是一点点小事情而已啊。
Sometimes the complaint comes from a very small matter.
你看他们是说被忽略了，就是说他可能分配的东西少了。
So, and it says here they're being neglected, so maybe they were distributed less.
或者是他们的需要没有被照顾到。
Or they were neglected in their needs.
那这个其实是很难以避免的，因为教会这么多人都一起生活。
So it is inevitable because there are so many people living together.
那时候，你看这个怨言一发生的时候，使徒他们就马上发现问题在哪里了。
But when this complaint happened, that the disciples already knew what's going on.
他们发现的是，他们人力不足，他们自己没办法照顾那么周到。
And they know that it was because they are lacking people managing.
所以这个时候，使徒呢，他们马上发现他们需要增加教会里面的服事的人一起来面对，来让众人都能够被照顾的周到。
So the apostles know that they need to add more manpower to do more work for the Lord.
所以你看这个就是神在引导这些工人能够看到问题的症结。
So God is leading his workers to know what's the problem.
那接下来你看就定出了要被选出来负责管理饭食的这些基本条件。
And they have determined the basic requirements of those who need to serve the Lord.
是要有好名声的，是要被圣灵充满的，是要智慧充足的。
And they should have good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom.
那 管理这么多教会的这些行政范式的事情，他说选七个就可以。
And then in order to administer the food distribution, they only need 7 people.
他选七个，在这么几千人里面选七个。
And out of the thousands of people, they only selected 7.
那使徒他们说要专心以祷告跟祈祷为事。
And the apostles
祈祷跟传道为事。
And the apostles would continue to focus in prayer and the ministry of the word.
那个使徒提出这样的一个意见，大家就觉得、啊、喜悦这话，这样很好。
And then when they say this, it pleased the whole multitude.
就是全体的这个教会、啊、都同意这是一个、啊、解决办法。
And the whole church, whole multitude agreed to this resolution.
没有人有意见。
And nobody has any opinion.
为什么只有七个？
Why there are only 7?
为什么是定这样三个标准？
And why these criteria?
怎么不要选那个有力气的，
why,
懂得行政管理的？
Why didn't they choose those who have strength and know how to administer?
为什么不要选那个会煮饭的？
And those who can cook?
就是没有人有对使徒所提出来的最重要的标准没有什么意见。
And nobody has any opinion or disagreement of what the requirements
are. 好了，接下来就拣选了这七个人了。
So the 7 people were selected.
这从这么多的这个门徒当中选出的这七个，基本上都是有一样的心智的。
And out of all these people, workers of God, these 7 were selected, and they have the same criteria, good reputation,
被圣灵充满的，
full of the Holy Spirit.
所以有好名声表示他们真的跟人的关系都能够处理得很好。
And in terms of good reputation, they have a good relationship with others.
那真的也都是行事为人是可以按真理的原则的。
And because they also based on the truth.
如果不是按真理来行的，基本上都会出问题，有人会有意见。
And they do things or act out of the truth.
所以好名声表示他愿意顺服真理。
And good reputation also means they submit to the truth.
被圣灵充满真的是顺服圣灵的人。
Full of the Holy Spirit means they submit to the Holy Spirit.
因为在圣灵的感动底下，这些人都很容易同心，都跟使徒同样一个做法。
Because with the movement of the Holy Spirit, they will have the same heart and mind, and they will do the same thing as the apostles.
这七个人也都是可以同心的。
And these 7 people also have the same heart and mind.
因为我们领受都同一个灵。
Because they receive the same spirit.
能够有共同的服侍的对象，都知道是为主在做事。
And they know that they are serving the Lord.
都是知道是自己是仆人。
They know that they are servants.
他们不会觉得说被选出来，哇，非常的伟大。
They do not think that when they are being selected, they are very high status.
所以基本上被圣灵充满的结果就是人会很谦卑。
So when they are being filled with the Holy Spirit, they will be humble.
很多事情他可以沟通，很容易了解。
And in a lot of matters, they can communicate.
他们并不需要花很多时间去开会去讨论呢。
They do not need a lot of time to have meetings to discuss.
因为在神的灵感动底下，很多事情很多观念就一致。
Because with the movement of God, Spirit, that everything will be in one heart and mind.
然后接下去，智慧充足的人。
And then they also need to, the wisdom.
这七个人，他们都知道怎么样办事的。
And these 7 men, they know how to manage.
智慧是从上头来的，从神给的。
Because this wisdom comes from above, from
这个智慧是要来服侍神，来服侍教会的。
And this wisdom is to help them to serve the church and God.
所以智慧充足，他们表示他们知道怎么去让事情很有效率的完成。
And with a full of wisdom, they can effectively carry out the work.
他们不会忙到没有时间祷告。
They would not be too busy and forget about prayer.
不会忙到彼此之间会不和，然后会吵架。
They will not be busy until that they would have a miscommunication or a quarrel.
智慧充足人就知道怎么样要依靠真神。
When they have wisdom, they know how to rely on the Lord.
对哪些人应该要讲怎样的话，让众人可以明白。
And they know when to say certain things to other people so they can understand.
所以你看这些七个都被选出来了。
So these 7 were selected.
好，所以他们一开始服事之后，神的道理就兴旺起来。
And when they started to serve, then the word of God progress.
教会这个问题就得到解决。
So the problem of the church has been resolved.
我们知道有时候 怨言事实上是会造成有这个分裂的危机的。
And we know that complaints may cause division.
像以色列百姓在旷野的时代就是不断的发怨言。
And because of the Israelites keep murmuring when they're in the wilderness.
你看在民数记里面特别记载他们发怨言的历史。
And Numbers also records a lot of their murmurs.
选民他们一开始发怨言的时候都跟摩西亚伦发怨言。
And when they first murmur, they murmur against Moses and Aaron.
那摩西就说你们不是向神向我发怨言，是向神发怨言的。
And Moses told them, you're not murmuring against me, but God.
因为摩西是照神的话、神的吩咐在做事的。
Because Moses is only following the instructions of God.
所以最后你看百姓他们不一而再、再而三的去发言的时候，最后就是被击杀，那些人都倒闭在旷野。
So in the end, when they complain too much, then they would fall apart in the collapse in the wilderness.
那个发言员最严重的就是在这个十二个探子去迦南地回来报告的那件事情上。
The most serious complaints happen when the 12spies were sent to Canaan.
你看十个人给了这些没有信心的话之后，众人就想要回埃及去了。
And after the 10 spies gave the bad report, then everybody wants to go back to Egypt.
他们甚至跟神说为什么领我们出来在这里死在旷野啊？
They even ask God, why do you let us die in the wilderness?
为什么我们要需要去迦南地里面被这些巨人吃掉？
Why would we need to enter into Canaan and being killed by the giants?
干脆回去吧。
It's better that we go back.
你看，就是把这个百姓这样子分成两边，加勒跟约书亚两个人少数的在一边呢。
So these people were being divided, and very few follow Caleb and Joshua.
那你看，绝大部分人是站在这个十个探子这边。
So most people stand with.Or support the ten spies.
所以怨言让这个神的选民他们想要回埃及。
So complaints or murmur can actually cause the Israelites to go back to Egypt.
所以今天在教会里面呢，我们要很小心的去面对弟兄姐妹所产生的一些意见呢。
So in today's church, we have to be very careful in overcoming the complaints.
其实你看。第六章所描述的这个问题，其实是有时候是文化产生的这种隔阂。
And the case in chapter 6 actually is caused by the differences between races.
那是其实这些事实上是可以沟通的。
Actually, these can be communicated.
那如果有人去适当的管理，就没事了。
And if it was effectively being ministered, then it will be okay.
好，所以你看，今天我们教会里面内部可能也出现一些问题。
So in terms ofinternally, we also face problems.
那我说，我们从这个教会内部所产生的问题来看，今天我们真教会最大的问题是什么
？And in today's true church, what is the biggest problem that we face today?
其实我们在现在整体的真耶稣教会，目前最严重的挑战就是我们有些人对真理的解释或者是有些错误的信息在教会里面散布了。
And in terms of overall in our church, the biggest problem that we face today is the differences.
从内部里面产生出来的这个真理的差异，真理的差别。
And there's this differences in terms of interpretation of the truth.
那有些人他认为的这个道理就是对我们的基本信仰产生怀疑的。
And some people actually have doubts over our 10 basic beliefs.
那今天。这个教会内部里面所对真理的看法有差异，这是一个危机。
And this is a differences in viewpoint of our church doctrines, and this is a great crisis.
那我们要靠圣灵去胜过。
And we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to overcome it.
你看，当时候使徒彼得他马上看透了这个，事实上这是撒旦在工作了
And so in these chapters that God gave the wisdom to the workers of his to immediately see through the problem.
这是魔鬼充满人的心。
That it is the Satan coming into the heart of man.
好了，所以现在他，你看用圣灵的权柄让这两个人就死了嘛。
So by the power of the Holy Spirit, these two people just died on the spot.
那所以现在教会他们这个问题解决之后，使徒行传第五章就说：“现在 第十二节说，主借着使徒的手在民间就行了很多的神迹奇事，他们都同心合意的在所罗门廊下，就是他们教会变得同心合意了。
So after the problem has been solved, in verse 12 it says that through the hands of apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all in one accord.
第十三节是说，你看，没有人敢贴近他们，百姓都尊重他们。
And verse 13 says, yet none of the rest dared to join them, but people esteemed them highly.
十四节，信了归主人就越发增添，人连人带领很多。
And verse 14 says, the believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women.
你看这里，事实上就看到，当时候彼得哈，他可以有这个智慧去处理教会的事情之后，他坚守在这个真理的圣洁的原则底下以后，教会发展。
So when Peter was standing firm in the truth that the church actually progressed.
当时候没有人去质疑彼得说你怎么可以这样子。
And nobody questioned Peter why how could you do this?
因为彼得讲话这两个人都死了。
Because when he said something, these two people died.
其实是因为有神的同在。
Because he has the abidance of the Lord.
所以你看今天当我们坚持真理的时候，得到神的同在。
So when we hold firm to the truth, God will be with us.
我们敬畏神，我们愿意维护教会的圣洁。
When we fear the Lord and we hold,
要让教会没有罪。
We want to, we wish that the church has no sin.
所以我们坚持以真理来处理教会的事。
So we steadfastly want to hold firm to the truth.
那这样子神迹显明之后，你看。百姓就是尊重他们，就这个就是神的名得到荣耀的一个很重要的关键。
So there will be many signs and wonders, and people will see the glory of the Lord.
所以把罪除掉之后，教会就发展了。
So sins were removed and the church progressed.
所以今天有时候教会不发展，事实上是因为有罪的因素在里面的。
And today, when the church does not progress, it's because there's a lot of sin.
甚至连我们人内心隐藏的罪，其实上是神不允许的。
And even the sins within our hearts, God will not allow.
你看这是为什么？诗篇里面呢，作者大卫是说，求神能够赦免我隐而未现的过错。
That's why David wrote the psalm saying, asking the Lord to remove his sin within his heart.
今天哦，如果我们对我们的基本教义啊有疑问呢
？If today we have doubts over our basic doctrines,
我们不愿意去查考、去接受啊，这个圣经里面所记载的这个纯正的道理。
And yet we do not want to research deeply into the truth from the Bible.
通常对基本教义有疑问、不服气的时候
，And when we cannot follow the basic doctrine.
通常到最后都会走偏。
At the end, you will deviate.
就有可能借着一些事件呢，就被带走了。
And you may be carried away by other matters.
就没有办法跟在教会里面的其他的同龄同心了。
And you would not be able to be with one heart and mind with the brothers and sisters in church.
所以我们要很小心的求主来保守我们。
So we need to really ask God to preserve our faith.
让我们的心是被圣灵充满的。
So that our hearts is filled with the Holy Spirit.
而不是被撒旦充满的。
And not to be filled with the Satan.
因为你看第五章，他这个一开头的时候，撒旦充满了这两个人的心。
Because Peter told the two people that Satan has filled your heart.
但是你看，他们这两个人死了之后，但是当圣灵在使徒身上工作的时候，神迹奇事就这样子很出人意外的彰显的这么明显，让众人都惊讶，全城的人把那些人哦，那些需要人都带来，都得医治了。
And after these two has been removed, that great signs and wonders were shown, and a lot of people were added to the batch.
所以这是教会内部的问题。
So this is problems internally.
那第五章跟第六章的下半段都是从外界来的攻击。
And the latter parts of chapter 5 and 6 are attacks from outside the church.
你看五章的第十七节。
And if we read verse 17 of chapter 5.
好了，现在撒都该人 跟这些大祭司们呢，满心记恨，就把使徒抓起来。
So the high priests and the Sadducees, they were with indignation, so they want to imprison the apostles.
接下来就跟他们公开审判。
And they want to judge them.
甚至想要杀害他们。
And even want to kill them.
那这个就是外界来的逼迫。
So this is the persecution from outside.
那这个也就是魔鬼下一步的作为，就是从内部没有办法真的去破坏的时候，从外面来的攻击了。
This would be the second step of Satan when they could not do it internally, they would do it externally.
一样，圣灵带领这些教会，让他们可以站立得住。
And similarly, the Holy Spirit is the one who preserved them.
你看，圣灵亲自拯救他们出监牢。
And Holy Spirit personally saved them out of prison.
特别是跟他们说，去站在殿里面，把生命的道理讲给百姓听。第二十节。
And verse 20 it says that he says, "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life."
就是要把这个真理讲明，不用害怕，勇敢去说。
So they need to be brave and to not be afraid to speak the word of God.
那神真的就是保守他们。
So God preserved them.
这些公会的人很生气，想要杀害他们，但是他们就是下不了手。
So the people of the council tried to hurt them, but they could not do it.
因为神的时候还没有到。
Because the time of the Lord has not come.
所以神就保守教会得到平安。
So the Lord preserved the church and they were in peace.
所以到第5章42节
So chapter 5 verse 42.
他们就每天的在殿里，在家里不住的去教训人，传耶稣是基督。
And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ.
这些外界来的逼迫，其实没办法阻挡这个道理的传扬。
So the outward persecution could not stop or obstruct them from preaching.
因为使徒们他们得到一个很大的勇气。
Because the apostles have the boldness
就是顺从神，而不是去听从人。
And because they know that they need to submit to God and not to man.
虽然外界的势力哦，严严的禁止他们，要威胁他们，叫他们不能够传耶稣的名。
Even though there is this external power that is stopping them from preaching Jesus.
但是他们顺从神，为耶稣做见证。
But they submit to God and keep witness for God.
同时圣灵也为这个事情做见证。
And Holy Spirit also become the witness.
所以他们越发的去传扬耶稣从死里复活。So, 主耶稣是真神。
So the more they go and preach about Jesus Christ being resurrected and he's God.
就算被逼迫心里也很高兴。
Even though they're being persecuted, they are very glad.
所以这个外界的逼迫其实是跟这个整个大环境跟政治势力有关系的。
So the external persecution comes from the political powers.
今天我们真教会在传扬这个得救的道理，我们可以看到以后这个整个大环境越来越艰巨的。
Today, even our true church is preaching the truth, and later we'll see that we will be persecuted.
因为现在这个同性恋的问题啊，成为一个很大的这个话题了。
Because homosexuality has become a great matter.
所以你看许多国家，你说同性恋是罪，就是已经变成犯了国家的法律了。
Because when you say that homosexuality is a sin, then you are offending the law.
那如果真的执行法律的人，他可以找你麻烦啊。
Actually, you can be
in trouble.
In trouble.
就是说，今天我们如果真的是去讲真理啊，站在圣经所讲的这个罪的标准上来判断每件事情。
If we are to use the truth to judge any matters,
那有时候就会跟国家的法律有抵触了。
We will go against the law of the country.
所以为了要准备我们教会在这个真理上能够站立得住啊。
So in order that we can stand firm in the truth.
现在教会啊，同时在试着去从我们的规章细则教会里面的 bylaw 啊去修订，能够让我们所站的这个真理立场能够避免去触犯国家的法律。
We even have to revise our church bylaws in order that we would not go against the law of the
congregation. 我们需要能够真的维护真理。
We want to preserve the truth.
同时能够有一个很平安的环境里面去传扬这个生命之道。
And also have the peace of preaching the word of God.
但是我们看这个趋势是越来越艰巨的。
But we can see that our future direction is going to be harder and harder.
因为这个社会被魔鬼在控制的时候，就是越来越开放，越来越罪恶。
Because this world has been controlled by Satan and it has become more and more sinful.
所以一定会跟我们所相信的真理抵触的。
And it will go against the truth.
那时候我们能不能够像使徒这样子坚持真理的立场？而勇敢地去传扬这生命之道理呢？
So whether we can be like the apostles, continue to preach and teach Jesus and the truth.
如果我们看着使徒他们所留下的榜样，
If we see the example left by the apostles,
其实我们可以放心地传讲。
We should have the peace of mind to preach.
就算为了这个名受羞辱、被监禁、受苦，都值得。
Even though we will be persecuted and will be put into trouble, it is worth it.
那这个就是今天使徒他们留下给我们榜样。
This is the example left by the apostles.
他们对外界来的挑战，他们得胜了。
They have overcome and be victorious over the external powers.
那从使徒行传第六章最后，你看到那个斯提凡，他面对这些人哦，一些。毁谤的话以及假见证的攻击啊。
And Stephen here was facing all the blasphemy and the false witness.
同样都是在拜神的人，他们现在是非常比外界更激烈的要来攻击教会的。
And even though the other party also worship God, they are even worse than the powers coming from within the church.
所以最后斯提凡是被他们自己犹太人一样是拜神的这些人把他杀了。
And so in the end, Stephen was being killed by the Jewish.
那这个其实也就是在这个不同信仰里面的冲突。
And this is the contradiction between the different faith.
因为相信耶稣跟不相信耶稣的差别而已。
It's the difference between believing in Jesus or not.
所以我们有时候看到，其实真的这些教会里面，这个最大的那个挑战，来自于对真理认知的差异。
So in today's church, we face the problem of differences of the truth.
所以我们要能够坚持真理，能够为真理发声很重要。
So being steadfast in the truth and is very important.
那我们同时要准备像主耶稣基督所告诉我们的，我们要在人面前能够承认耶稣的名。
We have 承认。
We
have to admit the name of Jesus in front of others.
要能够真的相信耶稣所给的应许。
And we have to truly believe of the promises given by God.
我们如果愿意为主牺牲生命的，我们就得到生命的。
If we are willing to sacrifice our life, we will gain life.
那如果为了要得生命而反过来真理妥协，甚至被误导，那我们就失去生命了。
And those who actually want to gain life but deviate in the truth, and they will actually lose their life.
所以我们看到从使徒行第五章跟第六章啊。
So from chapter 5 and 6 of Acts.
那这个让我们看到今天真教会我们所要采取的对策。
It lets us see the
我们的 strategy. 我们需要怎么去面对这个挑战呢？
The ways to face the challenges.
我们真的需要祈求被圣灵充满。
We need to pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让我们有智慧去看到魔鬼的诡计。
So that we can have the wisdom to see the schemes of the Satan.
让我们可以真的从内部里面去让我们在真理上合一。
So that internally we can be united in the truth.
让我们每一个人都能够除去这个内心的私欲。
So that we can put away our self-fleshly desires.
让我们教会真的能够是圣洁、完全没有罪的。
So that the church can be without sin and holy.
我们人弟兄姊妹都可以同心合一。
So that brothers and sisters can be in one faith.
同心合一的去顺服真理。
With one heart and mind, we submit to the truth.
不是同心合意的去抵挡真理的。
It's not to have one heart and mind to go against the truth.
那另一方面，我们能够被圣灵充满，得到勇气。
And also with the fullness of the Holy Spirit, we can have the boldness.
能够面对外界的攻击，甚至这些逼迫，我们能够继续不断的传扬耶稣基督的真道。
So we can face the persecution from outside and continue to preach the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们仍然效法使徒，他们很大声的在殿里，在个人家里，把这个生命之道传扬得很清楚。
And we need to emulate the apostles and the believers at the time to boldly preach the Jesus.
那我们得到智慧，能够凭圣灵说话。
So we can have the wisdom to rely on the Holy Spirit to speak.
那其实当我们在传讲真理的时候，
so when we are preaching the truth,
最后我们真的会像众人看斯蒂凡的时候一样啊。
It would be like how others view Stephen.
六章的第十五节，他们当时候看斯蒂凡说，好像天使的面貌。
And chapter 6 verse 16 says, all who looked steadfastly at him saw his face as the face of angels.
斯蒂凡是大有信心的。
Because Stephen is with great faith.
他又满得神的恩惠。
He has the grace of God.
有能力。
He is full of power.
他又以圣灵跟智慧讲话。
And he speak out of the Holy Spirit.
最后你看真理站住了。
So at the end, the truth stands.
虽然斯蒂凡死了。
Even though he died.
但是他所留下的榜样，让你看世世代代基督徒能够效法他。
But he left behind the example where others can follow.
因为他最后被神接到他身边去了。
Because he was being lifted by God.
主耶稣，你看主耶稣接收他的灵魂。
And God received his spirit.
意思就是他得到真的得到永生。
Meaning that he has received his eternal life.
好，所以愿我们都能够这样子从圣经里面得到提醒。
So may we all get the reminder from the Bible.
为教会祷告。
And pray for the church.
那我们可以在这越来越艰困的这个挑战当中，我们都能够得胜。
So even with all these great challenges, we can overcome.
一起来唱诗。
Let's all sing hymn.
169首。
169.